This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. Moscow appears ready Wednesday to annex a swath of Ukraine, releasing what it called vote tallies showing support in four partially occupied provinces to join Russia after what Kyiv and the West denounced as illegal sham referendums held at gunpoint. President Vladimir Putin could proclaim the annexation in a speech within days, just over a week since he endorsed the referendums, ordered a military mobilization at home, and threatened to defend Russia with nuclear weapons if necessary. The Russian-installed administrations of the four Ukrainian provinces on Wednesday officially asked Putin to incorporate them into Russia, which Russia officials have suggested is a formality. Hurricane Ian, one of the most powerful storms ever recorded in the U.S., swamped southwest Florida, flooding streets and buildings, knocking out power to 1.8 million people. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says it's threatening catastrophic damage further inland.
But the fact is, there's going to be damage throughout the whole state, and people in other parts of the state, be prepared for some impacts.
A coastal sheriff's office reported that it was already getting a significant number of calls from people trapped in flooded homes. Some video showed debris-covered water sloshing toward the eaves of homes. The hurricane made landfall Wednesday afternoon just west of heavily populated Fort Myers, Florida. Though expected to weaken to a tropical storm as it marches inland, Ian's hurricane-force winds are likely to be felt well into central Florida. This is VOA News. European companies are ramping up security around pipelines, and energy prices are climbing again as the suspected sabotage of two pipelines that deliver natural gas from Russia underscored the vulnerability of Europe's energy infrastructure and prompted the EU to warn of possible retaliation. Some European officials and energy experts have said Russia is likely to blame for any sabotage, while others cautioned against pointing fingers until investigators are able to determine what happened.
The Germans have sent naval vessels to the region. The Danish military is also there. But I think they have to wait until the pressure in the pipelines drops and until the bubbling gas escapes to the ocean surface before they can do much more investigation at the pipes themselves where the leaks are taking place.
VOA's Henry Ridgewell in London on Wednesday. You can hear more at Flashpoint Ukraine. Just look for the podcast on our website, voanews.com. Iranian President Ibrahim Raisi on Wednesday said the death of a young woman in custody had saddened everyone in the Islamic Republic, but warned what he called chaos would not be accepted amid spreading violent protests over Mahsa Amini's death. Amini's death 2 weeks ago has sparked anti-government protests across Iran. Angry demonstrations have spread to 80 cities nationwide since the September 13th death of the 22-year-old after she was arrested for so-called unsuitable attire. American gun maker Smith & Wesson is facing several lawsuits over the shooting at a July 4th parade in suburban Chicago that killed seven people. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
I was shot through the pelvis.
Liz Turnipseed survived the shooting, but it altered her life. The worst part of her day, just before she falls asleep.
Because that is, I really see what happened, and it plays over and over.
Authorities say the 22-year-old gunman used a Smith & Wesson M&P-15 semi-automatic rifle. And the lawsuit charges the company illegally targets young men at risk of violence with their ads. Turnipseed says she's determined to speak for those who have not survived.
To help put a real face on what these guns do to people.
I'm Ben Thomas.
Find more on these stories at voanews.com or follow us on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.